When the U.S. Supreme Court upheld the federal health reform law, it gave states the option of expanding Medicaid for more low-income people. But last month, Florida lawmakers rejected expanding Medicaid to a million more Floridians who would have qualified for it. At the time, Republican Senator Joe Negron also said the state couldn't just leave those people out in the cold.
We have millions of people in our state who go to work every day but can't afford health insurance for themselves and their families. So we want to try to find a creative way to help people, empower people to have their own private health insurance, but not put them into the Medicaid program.
So Negron came up with an alternative. It uses the state's existing Healthy Kids insurance program and expands it to include adults. Florida would also use the same federal Medicaid funding it would have otherwise gotten to help those adults purchase private plans. But for other Republicans, Medicaid is a four-letter word, and they don't like the idea of pulling down $51 billion in federal funds. So another Republican senator, Aaron Bean, came up with another option that's more modest. This one relies on the untested Florida Health Choices Small Business Exchange. Bean's plan would use state funds to give $20 a month to people under the federal poverty level to offset the cost of what are called wraparound service plans. That includes things like discount medical services and pharmacy benefits. Initial estimates said the plan could serve 600,000 Floridians, but now the number is closer to 10% of that.
I think that this plan is very small, and it's a little bigger than the eeny, beeny, teeny bean plan, but it's still small and it doesn't get to where it should.
That's House Minority Leader Perry Thurston. Now the House has finally unveiled its own proposal, which Democrats had been pushing for. The House plan is based on Bean's plan, where Bean Care, as it's sometimes called, would serve an estimated 60,000 low-income Floridians. The House plan, by Republican Representative Richard Corcoran, would assist about twice that and doesn't use any federal money.
But the focus for us is, why are we even in this discussion? What's the whole point behind this? And that is to try to take a population and provide them with quality health care. The payment part is secondary. And so if you look at that, what we have outlined is a plan that provides people with quality care.
But some have questioned the House proposal, mainly because its $230 million a year price tag is funded partly by skimming money from planned state employee pay raises. And that's angered some lawmakers like Republican Mike Fasano of Newport Richey.
This was unfortunately a move that that in some ways was a little bit non-transparent to reduce the increase or the pay raise for our state workers. And of course, we then found out why.
Observers like Leah Barber-Hines, spokeswoman for the healthcare advocacy group Florida Chain, call the House plan a non-starter.
We think the alternative House plan is an outright attempt to undermine the Affordable Care Act. And frankly, we think it does so on the backs of a million uninsured, hardworking Floridians.
The price tag of the House's proposal has also raised eyebrows among other groups like the Florida Hospital Association. The association's president, Bruce Rubin, says he doesn't understand how lawmakers can spend $2 billion over the next decade to cover only 130,000 people, especially when the original Medicaid expansion would have resulted in a net gain of $48 billion over the same period and covered 1 million Floridians.
We're already paying for this. And we're paying billions for it in various forms. And so that being the case, it makes sense that we would get coverage for the full number of people that we could get coverage for.
House leaders say the Senate alternative that relies on federal money is a no-go for them. But Senator Joe Negron, who crafted that plan, which is favored in the Senate, says not to count his proposal out just yet.
The real issue is how we're going to pay for it, what money we're going to use to pay for it. But we have 3 weeks left to work that out, so I'm optimistic that we can get something done to cover more people. We all agree on the goal. It's just how to get there.
The House has scheduled a meeting Monday to formally introduce its proposal. And at stake, how many more low-income Floridians will gain access to insurance? And how much will it cost the state of Florida to insure them? For WFSU-FM, I'm Lynn Hatter.